Good morning, dear listeners. Today we have the last talk in this series that was inspired by Catherine Austin Fitz's series on spiritual science. And now the last talk is called Rudolf Steiner's core mission. What is the core mission? The core mission is a term that was used in a conversation between Steiner and one of his pupils in 1922. The pupil knew that Steiner had spent many years of his life in Goethe, making Goethe fruitful, making Goethe fruitful for a new science, and he spent many, many years. And it was actually in Weimar, in Germany. It was actually not his own task, in a way. It was the task of a scholar that became a friend of Steiner's early in Vienna. And this man is called Carl Julius Schröer. And Schröer was having the task to edit all the works by Goethe. And he did start, but he couldn't finish because he was not fit enough for the natural scientific writings of Goethe. So he looked for someone, and he found the young Rudolf Steiner suited best for this task, which meant that Steiner deviated from his own impulses and task for about, 12, 13 years. And that prompted Waldianus Stein in 1922 to ask Rudolf Steiner, what would have been your old mission if you would not have taken on the task that was actually Schröer's task, to edit Goethe? And of course, this was a very meaningful work. All his early philosophical works were born in this period, but it would have been the task of Schröer to show that Goethe could be used as a fundament for not only natural, but also spiritual science. And as he didn't do that, Steiner had to do it, otherwise his own mission would have been without a proper fundament. So Stein asked Steiner, what would have been your own task, Dr. Steiner? And then he promptly answered, reincarnation and karma, and added, and the social question. So in that year, 1922, upon a question, Steiner revealed that he would have directly gone to this subject and called it his core mission.